Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here. In this episode, I want to read to you a piece from the Release and Reclaim journal. This is a journal that I wrote for our 30-day program called Release and Reclaim, and it was the first time I took the teachings of The Magic is You and turned it into content that people could read, and I was just so on fire with writing this content because for a long time I had wanted to really assimilate the Magic is You philosophy into something that people could read. Because prior to that, we had spent 2 years filming coaching, or not filming, but hosting coaching calls and creating the curriculum, the slides basically that we used in our calls to teach the Magic is You philosophy. So it was, I think, well over 40 hours of content, but in video form. And I knew I wanted to take the time to turn that into book form or text form, like just something that people could read and not have to watch all of these videos in order to understand what it is that Amy and I teach in The Magic is You. And I just feel intuitively inspired right now to read from these teachings that I wrote down in the journal. And The Magic is You philosophy consists of four parts. It's number one, healing from your self-protecting patterns. Number two, making fear your compass. Number three, stepping into your higher self. And number four, decluttering and lightening up. And I think I'm going to actually read a segment from the declutter and lighten up section. And if I keep feeling inspired, I'll keep coming back and making more episodes from this journal. So let's dive in. Declutter and lighten up. In the Magic is You way of life, decluttering is not about making do with less. It's about removing whatever doesn't serve the highest expression of you. Whether you are a minimalist or a maximalist, the same question applies. Do the items in your home support or drain you? When you walk into your home, do you feel as though you are stepping into a sacred space that reflects your higher self back to you, or are you met with the heaviness of delayed decisions and who you used to be in the past? There is a lot of emotional work tied to the process of decluttering. We may be holding on to things because of residual energy of scarcity passed down to us from the Great Depression, for example. We may be holding on to things because we are afraid to confront that we have to allow ourselves or allow who we've been up to this point to pass away gracefully so that we can step into our next evolution. A big reason why many of us may be holding on to things is because we think our value and abundance is tied to our possessions. Consequently, whenever we declutter, the feeling of scarcity often flares up like an ugly, invisible monster. We feel as though it's too much to handle, and we put off the process of decluttering for months, years, decades. We end up making our stuff bigger than us, more valuable than us. But the truth is, abundance doesn't come from your stuff. It comes from you realizing that the magic is you. You being able to live your life to the fullest and be yourself to the fullest is the way to attract a constant flow of abundance. Holding on to feelings of scarcity hampers our creativity, our energy, our power, and that is what stops the flow of real abundance. Does your home support you being in your magic? Are your things giving or draining your energy? In our 30 days of journaling, we are going to be practicing releasing three things each day. This can look however you want it to look. Maybe one day you let go of three small individual items, and on another day you fill up three big bags of stuff to donate. Don't forget to actually donate them instead of letting them sit around. This process is really so transformational because it will require that you get comfortable with the discomfort of emotional decluttering as well. With every item you let go of, you'll also have to let go of thoughts, stories, beliefs, and patterns that don't serve you. Maybe they served you in the past, but you're a bigger person now, and you have different needs, different desires, different ways of seeing yourself and the world. As Marie Kondo advised, we can say thank you to what has served us in the past and let it go so that we can move on to better things, better experiences. This is the only way to make space for what is next for you, what is true for you. Often people complain of feeling stuck and automatically start looking outside for advice on what to do. Because we've been conditioned to feel as though we aren't enough just as we are, we keep thinking that the solution to everything is always in accumulating more to make up for our not enoughness. I need more information. I need more tips. I need more feedback. I need more fill in the blank. We're not against more in general, but we believe that we have to start from a place of I'm enough as I am already, and I have all the answers I need inside me. When we declutter, what we are really doing is coming back home to the truth that we are already enough in the present moment. People tend to look at what they can add in order to solve their problems, but the solution starts in the removing. Removing what isn't true about you, removing the lies society has fed you so that you can embrace who you were to begin with, removing the weight of wanting to please other people so that you can step into the lightness of pleasing yourself, removing the stories of the past version of you so that you can fully embrace who you want to be in the present moment. Removing the pain of delayed decisions so that you can feel the power and vitality of being a decisive woman. Being the fullest expression of you is not about what you have to become. It's about what you have to unbecome, unlearn, undo, unravel, unearth, so that you can let go and come home to who you really are. So that is one of the chapters in the Release and Reclaim Journal. If you're interested in that program, I'll put a link in the description. I'm constantly getting messages from people in the community who've been through the live round of that program, asking when we're going to do another live round. And Amy and I are just going by intuition and whatever feels authentic in the moment. And right now we are coming up with ideas for the next 30-day experience we want to create. And even though I do want to come back and do a live round of Release and Reclaim in the future, I'm really excited about what we have coming together as a brand new experience that relates to something we teach in Release and Reclaim. So we're kind of taking something that we've touched on in Release and Reclaim and expanding it into its own 30-day program. I may talk more about it in the future. I just don't want to tell you what it is now because it's still in the organic evolution phase. But in the meantime, if you haven't been through Release and Reclaim, it's a really good way to set the foundation for what we will do next. So Release and Reclaim, a huge part of it is decluttering. And that's a huge foundation of being able to support yourself in whatever you want to create, because it's really hard to create a new identity, create a new anything to fundamentally change your life if you are surrounded by the clutter of the past, of delayed decisions, of things that no longer serve you. So if you haven't been through Release and Reclaim, I highly, highly recommend checking it out. I'll put a link in the description. Other than that, right now, in case you haven't heard, the free digital planner for quarter three is out, and it's called Say Yes to Desire. The theme of it is Say Yes to Desire, and it's more than just a digital planner. It's a whole adventure, and the only way to know what I mean is to go check out the link for it in the description, because I have been doing these free planner giveaways every quarter for nearly 2 years, and each time I release a new one, it gets better and better. And this free planner is more than a planner. It is a whole experience. I've made tons of freebies to go along with it so that it's more than just, oh, let me just plan my day. It's really, let me cultivate the energy of saying yes to desire. And the planner is a reminder of that. The other free resources and recommendations are a reminder of that. And I just really want you to have fun with it, because it is one of the more fun experiences that I've made, and I've made a lot of things. So go check it out. All the links are in the description, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the Magic is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.